Republican Lisa Murkowski is one of a few key senators who will decide the future of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The Alaska senator agreed that a final vote on Kavanaugh's nomination should be delayed for a week while the FBI investigates claims of sexual assault against him. And since then, some constituents have been protesting outside her office in Juneau. Liz Ruskin is D.C. correspondent for Alaska Public Media, and she joins us now from Washington. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Peter.
A lot of people want to know what Lisa Murkowski is thinking, but it seems as if she has been a little shy of reporters lately. Have you heard anything from her in the last few days?
She is not saying what she thinks right now, and I wouldn't expect her to. We do know that after Christine Blasey Ford testified, that Senator Murkowski said she found her to be very credible. That was before the judge spoke at the hearing. So we don't know what he said about that. But Murkowski is a moderate, and she sticks to a moderate position in all things. It's part of her temperament. It's part of her how she got elected.
Uh-huh. So she is a moderate, and she's shown streaks of independence before. She cast a vote last year that helped block the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, but she's still from a conservative state. So how do voters feel about that? Are they okay, for instance, with her decision to delay the vote?
I'm not sure about that specific question, but we do have polling about how Alaskans feel about it. And slightly more Alaskans want her to confirm. But among Murkowski's base, the people who have a favorable view of Murkowski, a majority of them want her to reject Kavanaugh. And in general, conservatives and the Republican Party don't really have a big hold on Murkowski. And I think they're used to Murkowski disappointing them.
You asked her last week if she ever had a Me Too moment, and she said yes, but she didn't elaborate. Do you think that's factoring at all into her decision here?
It factors in that she's an American woman and had some kind of experience that she didn't want to talk about. I don't think there's any reason to believe that it has a direct impact on how she's thinking about this.
So do you get the sense that if there's no new significant information in that FBI investigation, that she will be inclined to stick by Kavanaugh in the end?
I think that she would be inclined to stick by Kavanaugh because she has always voted to confirm Republican Supreme Court nominees, and she has rejected both of President Obama's nominees. So I think that is her inclination, but she is getting a lot of pressure from the left to vote no.
Do you think she relishes this role as someone who has so much sway in this huge decision?
No, I do not think. She's not a flashy senator. She does not like to be in the spotlight for a national issue like this. However, we do know that she is able to use her status as a swing vote among Republicans to get things from leadership that she feels are important to Alaska.
Liz Ruskin, a D.C. correspondent for Alaska Public Media. Liz, thank you.
Thank you.